AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump is again expressing frustration with allies unwilling to do more to help the Iran war effort. Saker Magani has details.
The president's been asking allies to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and his social media message to nations upset by high fuel prices, go get your own oil. An hour later at the Pentagon,
might want to start learning how to fight for yourself.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has done the lion's share of preparing to reopen the strait, but others must step up. Their remarks came after the U.S. struck a city housing a key Iranian nuclear site. Hegseth says talks with Iran are gaining strength, but both he and the president say until there's a deal.
I didn't mean it flippantly when I said, in the meantime, we'll negotiate with bombs.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And John Gambrell has more on today's exchange of fire.
The U.S. military is continuing its strikes on Iran, including one on Isfahan today that apparently blew up a munitions dump there. And we also saw the Iranians attack a Kuwaiti oil tanker off the coast of Dubai where I am. That tanker caught fire, but authorities were able to put out the blaze without any oil seeping into the Persian Gulf.
Big swing in oil markets today. Brent crude fell more than 3%, settling just under $104 per barrel. On Wall Street, stocks surged to their best day since last spring. The Dow soared 1,125 points, or about 2.5%. The S&P leaped 2.9%. The NASDAQ, 3.8%. Still, AAA puts the average price of a gallon of gasoline at just under $4.02 per gallon nationwide. More economic numbers. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index inched higher this month, despite the surge in gas prices. But job openings were down in February. The Labor Department reports 6.9 million posted, down from January. And the number of people quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence, slipped. This is AP News. Excitement's building for NASA's Artemis II moonshot. Jennifer King has a preview.
The countdown clock is ticking for the first manned moon mission since Apollo 17 53 years ago.
It's an exciting time for this team and our crew and really our nation and the world.
NASA Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson says the massive Artemis II rocket is ready to blast off from Florida Wednesday after repairs for fuel leaks and clogged pressure lines.
All indications are right now we are in excellent shape.
The Orion capsule will carry four astronauts on a 10-day no-stop U-turn around the moon.
The vehicle's ready, the system is ready, the crew is ready, and behind this flight stands a campaign.
NASA Associate Administrator Amit Kshatriya noted this is just the beginning.
Landings, lunar base, a nuclear propulsion into deep space, that begins, not ends, with what happens on Wednesday evening.
I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.